Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Saints, and welcome to the Temple of Healing Waters Morning Dew 6 a.m. prayer line. Our scriptures for this morning comes from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, and it reads, "Therefore, my brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that the labor is not in vain in the Lord." And the word of God is blessed. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name this morning, God, we come in your presence with singing, "O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth." In Jesus' name, we come to you, O God, with a repentant heart, and we ask that you would forgive us for our sins and that you would cover us underneath the blood. We know that you're a faithful and just God to forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask, Lord God, that you would blot out our iniquities, blot out our transgressions, Heavenly Father, with your blood. Make us whiter than snow this morning, Heavenly Father. Help us, Heavenly Father, in places that we need to be helped at, God. God, we ask that you would purify our hearts and renew our minds with your word. God, we know that you were wounded for our transgressions and you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace are upon you, Heavenly Father, and by your stripes we are healed. Help us this morning, Lord God, to turn from our evil, wicked ways, Heavenly Father. God, we ask that you would just touch us, Heavenly Father. Heal us, deliver us, Heavenly Father, from our own selves, God. We ask that you would touch our minds, Heavenly Father. God, that you would just cleanse us, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, our motives and our intentions, Heavenly Father, they are not to sin against you, God. But if we've sinned, God, and you speak, Heavenly Father, you have spoke correctly, God. We are without fault, Heavenly Father, and we are blemished today, God. God, we are weak and you are strong, Heavenly Father. God, we need you this morning, Heavenly Father. We can't make it without you, Lord God. We realize, Heavenly Father, that we live, move, and have our beings because of you, Lord God. Oh, God, but we're vulnerable in areas in our lives, Lord God, and we're insufficient, God. We suffer, Heavenly Father, from self-aggrandizement, Heavenly Father, and we lift up ourselves this morning, Lord God, because the flesh and the spirit is always warring, God. But we realize that greater is you that is in us than he that is in the world, Lord God, and you are the lifter of our heads, and you're the lover of our soul, Heavenly Father. God, we can't make it without you, Lord God. We want you to be in everything that we do, God. God, even the things that we do in our ministry, Heavenly Father, God, help us to go strong in it, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, give us a heart, God, that is pure, Heavenly Father. Create in us a clean mind and a clean heart and a clean spirit, God, and renew our right. Do it and renew us in the right way, Heavenly Father. Give us a steadfast spirit, Heavenly Father, that will serve you constantly, God. And persistently this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you this morning, God. God, with a grateful heart, we thank you this morning, Heavenly Father, for another day. We thank you for the dawning of a new day, the Heavenly Father, brand new mercies we see, Heavenly Father, and great is our faithfulness and ever-loving kindness towards us this morning, Lord God. And even as we had slept in slumber, Heavenly Father, you watched over us, Heavenly Father. You had angels all around us, Heavenly Father, and we thank you this morning to keep us, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, keeping us safe and keeping us warm, God, in the comfort of your arms, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we bless you, Heavenly Father. We're thankful and we're grateful and we're excited about another day, Heavenly Father. Another day's journey, Heavenly Father. Wasn't fit to live, Heavenly Father, Lord God, but you saw it, Heavenly Father. You saw the day, Heavenly Father, and you called us into this day, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, and we bless you this morning for it today, Lord God. We don't take it lightly, nor do we take it for granted. You're an amazing God, Heavenly Father. It amazes us this morning how you kept us, Heavenly Father. It amazes us how you sustain us and how you protect us from the hand of the enemy on a day-to-day basis, Lord God. We thank you for the salvation that you have given us, Heavenly Father, where deliverance takes place. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for healing in the salvation that you have called us to, God, healing our minds and taking the broken pieces of our heart, God, and God, and mending them back together, Heavenly Father. You are amazing to us this morning, God. Because of your salvation, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you and we praise you on the day, Heavenly Father. We bless you with the fruit of our lips, Heavenly Father, and we esteem you high, high and lifted up this morning. Hallelujah. You've been more than a friend, Heavenly Father, and a comforter, Lord God. You've been more than a heavy load, Sarah, Heavenly Father, and a burden bearer this morning, Lord God. You've been a friend, Heavenly Father, but not only a friend, you've been Father. You've been a Father to us, so we cry out, Abba, this morning. We cry, Abba, Father, to you this morning, because we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have a Holy Ghost exchange with us, Heavenly Father. We, your sons and daughters, God. We lift up your name this morning, Lord God. Where would we be without you this morning, Lord Jesus? Where would we be, Heavenly Father? We would be lost without you, God. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you stayed, Heavenly Father. You remain steadfast in our lives, Lord God. You walk with us and you talk with us, Lord God. And you lead us in the path that is right for your name's sake, God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the intimacy that we have with you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask that you would continue to be with us, Lord God, through the thick and the thin, Lord God. We just praise you this morning, Lord God. We have so many things to be grateful for, Heavenly Father. We thank you for life, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for the clothes, God, and how you provide for us, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the homes that we live and the jobs that we have, Heavenly Father. We thank you for our spouses, Lord God. And God, even if we don't have spouses, Heavenly Father, you've been a friend, God. You've been more than a friend, Lord God. You have comforted us in areas of our lives, Heavenly Father, like no other, Lord God. Strength like no other, you are to us this morning, Lord God, and we praise you, Lord God. Even if we had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, we couldn't thank you enough for how good you are and how kind you've been and how blessed, how much of a blessing you've been in our lives, Lord God. Oh, we thank you this morning, Heavenly Father. We're grateful. We're grateful for another day, Heavenly Father. And so, God, we petition you this morning, God, and we make our request known unto you. That you are our everything, Heavenly Father. Your word says, but my God shall supply all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And we stand on that promise, Heavenly Father. We want to come closer to you, Holy Spirit. We ask that you would guide us and lead us, Heavenly Father. Lead us and guide us into places, Heavenly Father, that you would have us to go, Lord God. Establish us with your word, Heavenly Father. Uphold us, Heavenly Father, and frame us with the word that you have called us out of the darkness into the marvelous light, God. Be our help, Heavenly Father. Help us to endure as a good soldier this morning. Help us, O Lord, to stand our ground, Heavenly Father, and be rooted in your word. We pray strength for the journey this morning with a keen discernment. Help us to become the body that you had intended us to be. Help us to be your hands and your feet, God. Help us to be your eyes and your ears, Heavenly Father. Give us the sensitivity, God. Give us the compassion, Heavenly Father, that you had on the most when you saw the multitude, God, without a shepherd, God. Give us the Holy Ghost boldness to tread into uncommon territories and atmospheres that may be changed, Heavenly Father, that may change because we stepped in the door, God. We pray for the harvest this morning and the greater works you promised, Heavenly Father. We pray that we can be more fisher of men, Heavenly Father, harvesting souls, God. Give us that burden, Heavenly Father, and the same compassion Jesus had, Heavenly Father, for souls, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray it, Heavenly Father. We ask, God, that you would just cover our flaws, Heavenly Father, and use them. Use our flaws and our struggles this morning. Turn them into great ministries this morning, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, you said all things work together for our good, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would use them today, God. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, do it for us now, Heavenly Father. We believe there's nothing too hard for you to do. You do miracles because you're miraculous, because you are a miraculous God, and we thank you, Heavenly Father, and we put our demands right now in the atmosphere, and we say Jesus is Lord because Jesus is Lord by the Holy Ghost. We know that the lifestyle, we have the lifestyle of heaven right now, and we speak those things that are not as though they were. We speak every petition and every prayer request manifestation into manifestation by faith. We speak to the eternal things into existence, Heavenly Father. We decree and we declare that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. We decree and we declare that we are established as a tree planted by the rivers of water. We decree and we declare this morning that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We decree and we declare that we are the righteousness of God and that there is no good thing that he would withhold from us. We decree and we declare that, Heavenly Father, that we have the wisdom of God. Upon every believer, Heavenly Father, we declare because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and we are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. Everything that Jesus has, we have, Heavenly Father. We bless you for it, Lord God. We decree a greater and a latter-day anointing that rests upon the saints of the Most High this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we make declarations that we are the remnant of God that will stand and see the salvation of the Lord unfold and come to pass. We are not only servants, but we're true sons and daughters that the hand of God rests upon our lives. We are, even our children and children, Heavenly Father, shall not be shaken. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. And as we pray for kings and queens this morning, Lord God, and rulers, Heavenly Father, in authoritative positions, we continue to pray for Obama, President Obama and First Lady this morning as they make their peaceful transition off the mountain, God. Continue blessings upon their lives, Heavenly Father, this morning in the name of Jesus. We lift up President-elect Donald Trump and First Lady Trump, God, and the Trump presidential cabinet. We pray that they will lead this country in the place in you, God. We pray, Heavenly Father, for salvation for their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. We pray for governors and rulers of this nation, Heavenly Father, whether it's the Senate or whether it's the House of Representatives. God, we pray for mayors and police forces, Heavenly Father, of all across the land, God, and governors, God, those that are in charge, Heavenly Father. God, we know that you are able, Heavenly Father, and that you're still in control. In the name of Jesus, we pray for this generation and the one to come, Heavenly Father, that your truth shall endure through all generations. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our pastor this morning and First Lady, God, and the First Family in the name of Jesus. How beautiful is the feet of those that preach the gospel and good tidings to the nation. Bless them coming in and bless them going out this morning, Lord God. In the city and in the field, Heavenly Father, have your hand upon his life, God. This morning, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would bless the body of Christ at large that is in your name locally and globally, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, and we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the time of prayer. We thank you for the time that was allotted to us this morning, Lord God, just to give your name praise, just to commune with you with the Holy Ghost, Lord God, just to speak to you what's on our hearts, Heavenly Father. Heal, deliver, and set free each and every one that is listening this morning, Lord God. Touch their families and touch their lives this morning like never before, Lord God. We thank you for the greater, Heavenly Father. We thank you for what's coming our way, Heavenly Father. Surely you said the latter rain shall be greater than that of the former. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch us, Heavenly Father. Be with us, Lord God, and guide us to all spiritual truth. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. We thank you, God. Amen and amen. Saints, we thank you for joining us this morning in the Morning Dew Prayer. Again, we must say to you that we're discontinuing the Morning Dew Prayer services on Saturday and Sunday. And we would like to invite you to our website, www.healingh2o.org, or like us on Facebook at HealingH2O. We want to hear your testimonies, and if you have any prayer requests, please send them. Our last thought for this morning is, he who began a good work in you shall perform it in the day of Christ. Be blessed and stay encouraged and go in peace.